This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has expressed his appreciation to Denmark as a U.S. ally. This comes after President Donald Trump canceled a state visit to the country. The State Department said Pompeo spoke to his Danish counterpart by phone Wednesday and discussed strengthening cooperation with the Kingdom of Denmark. Trump earlier this week canceled a planned visit to Denmark after his suggestion that the Danes sell Greenland to the U.S. was rejected. President Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers. But Trump Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying they are showing either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. He attempted to clarify what he meant Wednesday.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Trump's attack came as he again assailed two first-term Muslim lawmakers, Democratic members of Congress Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Both are vocal critics of Israel and its treatment of Palestinians. Both were denied entry to Israel last week after Trump pressured its government to keep them out. A North Korean spokesman said Thursday that the United States' recent testing of mid-range cruise missiles and plans to deploy fighter jets around the Korean Peninsula would trigger a new Cold War in the region. In a statement on a government website, the official said North Korea remains unchanged in its position to resolve all issues through dialogue and negotiation. We have this full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump said